skipping the newspaper.
And we're back from recess. Next order of business is FEMA issues. Rob Dalton?
Yes, sir.
And you have... Go ahead, sir.
I was just checking to see if you all had had a chance to deliberate anymore. It's kind of ironic, the events that we've had taking place since I was here last. I'm still safe. I didn't flood.
You shouldn't, right?
I shouldn't.
our apologies, but because of the flood and all the issues, we have not addressed that. I will make sure that we do address that, and as a matter of fact, hopefully we can do that this coming Thursday, just chat about it and set up a time.
Okay.
And I apologize that we have not got to that, Rob.
I did want to point out one thing. I did email to Senator McCaskill's office. Their field rep sent me an email, said they would be contacting you again. Have you got any calls from FEMA since the last time you met?
No.
Okay. All right. Then I'll send them a response and say you haven't, because they said they were going to call you. They had failed to call you the time before, last time you were here. So.
Right.
Okay. I'll remind them that, and then we'll chat again Thursday.
Okay. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, sir. Chris and Jimmy, if I could have you guys come up to this table. Do we have a microphone we could stretch over there, gentlemen?
Will that mic work? It's on the podium.
Here. Just pick this. Just take those.
There's another one down there.
Yeah, just ignore those.
And do we want some of the R&B guys to join us up here, or just to be ready? Well, they've got that.
Podium, so.
I'm going to move the newspaper article
later
on this morning, which would follow the storm update. And it is time for that. Gentlemen, obviously what has happened here in Taney County, as well as other counties across the state, has been unprecedented, certainly here in Taney County. And from the amount of water that has been released from Table Rock Dam, the flooding on Table Rock, the flooding on Lake Taney Como, and subsequently what's going to be happening within Bull Shoals itself. But we've asked you gentlemen here today to give us an update, if you will, as to where we are, what exactly is going on, and how do we get to where we need to be, and that is to seek as much relief as possible through all federal and state agencies to assist this county and the people of this county in the face of this flood. And Chris, if you'd like to begin.
Okay.
And Chris Barrett is our Taney County Emergency Management Director. Chris?
You know, we just had a conference call with the Corps, and some of the things were discussed in regards to the water levels. It was just a little over a week ago that we were really in good shape. Lakes were actually almost a little bit low, and everything was fine, and very quickly things changed. Now, Beaver Lake is the beginning of this whole system, and it's virtually completely full. Table Rock is at 97%, and Bull Shoals is really the only one out of the whole system right now that has a little bit of storage left. But it is going to come up, because that's where all the water is being held. I don't know if anybody knows how this whole system works, but basically Newport, Arkansas is where they judge the water level by, and it's supposed to be at 14 feet, and they're at 36 feet. So they're way, way high. So they're really not trying to release any water out of Bull Shoals. It's my understanding that unless we get substantial rainfall and it will change, they're currently releasing 20,000 cubic feet a second out of Table Rock. That's what it went to on Sunday. I think about 11 o'clock we reached that, or the Corps reached that. And that was from a record high of 68,000 that we had several days before, which obviously impacted the area below on Taney Como. At 20,000, there's still a few areas that are flooded, but it has gone way, way down. It is our hope that they will continue to 20,000 and do not have to increase that. And I think it's the same hope for the Corps, and they will maintain that unless we get any significant amount of rain. With that, all this water is going to continue to go into Bull Shoals, and right now they're talking about sometime maybe in a week or two. I'm not sure if they had a real date, that Bill Shultz will crest at 696 or 697, which I think also will be a record high for Bill Shultz, because in 2008 it went to 695. And we just in our discussion had that there will be additional roads that are going to flood. Probably roads we hadn't really anticipated in the past, and we're looking at that today. What roads will be impacted by that, and this could be potentially some major roads that are going to end up being flooded.
Excuse me for interrupting you, but I thought they had said 684 last week, so that's obviously changed, right? Yeah. My goodness.
And at 684, that's whenever they start doing the balance between Table Rock and Bull Shoals, percentage-wise as far as flood control. But, of course, Table Rock's never been able to come back down, and Bull Shoals has continued on up. I think last week, actually, the forecast crest on Bull Shoals was 690.
Right. They're saying right now May 11th will be the crest in Bull Shoals. And you know, Table Rock is still going up. Beaver Lake's going to release more water back into Table Rock today.
Right. I mean, right now the inflow in Table Rock is about 40,000 cubic feet, and they're releasing 20,000, so that's going to have to go up.
Now, Chris, are those numbers, are they solid? Are they solid numbers as far as the 690?
The Corps policy is they manage the water on the ground. So any additional rain would alter it a little bit. There's not a lot in the forecast. It's the forecast is changing right now. But Table Rock is going to crest again at almost 932 is what they're forecasting. So the Table Rock is going to come back up and flood a few water. I mean, the road on Dale Avenue will probably have to go closed again. But it's going to come up till 932.
With no release on Bull Shoals. What I'm saying is that water level is going to be a permanent. Is 690 what they're doing? The 694?
690. They anticipated 696 to 697.
And they are releasing at Bull Shoals, but only power gen based off the flood control plan. Yeah,
minimal.
Minimal.
In 2008, the water was within a foot of going over 160 down here, and whatever the height was of the water,
695.
At 695. So that will be a major, major concern for MoDOT, this county, and that being a state.
If it reaches those levels and does close this road down here, of course, Casey Road will be closed. The only east-west corridor we will have at that point, you'll have to go up either into Christian County or there'll be some county roads at the north edge of the county that will be able to be accessed, possibly.
And that's three feet higher than what we had in 2008.
2 to 3 feet.
One to two feet. Yeah.
Okay.
So it potentially would be very close, but this is also just based on the facts, water that's on the ground, not potential rain.
Right. The facts are that Bull Shoals is the emptying of Table Rock and Beaver, and that level is not going to change much as far as what they have to take out. So that's the reason I was asking about the concrete numbers of Bull Shoals Lake.
And we have to bear in mind also all this rain is moving to the east, which is where they're having all the difficulties on the Mississippi River. And this water has to drain that direction. So, you know, and we're just now coming into the rainy season. May and June are usually our higher rainfall months.
So, I think if we can talk about that a little bit, some of the other issues that are ongoing with this flooding for the people. I think Jimmy just brought up a good point. You know, if you were flooded, water went down, this is not over. I mean, as much as everybody wishes it was over, it is not. We're really in the middle of the rainy season. If we had any substantial rainfall, we will be back up there at least where we were this past week. So those people in Taney Como, as much as everybody wants to go in there and fix everything and make it whole again, they better hold off for a while.
And case in point was last night when we got our news release, you know, about 11 o'clock last night, where Table Rock issued an alert saying that if the forecasted rain actually happens, they would have to release it to 80,000, which would have been more than we've ever released. So it's just we're very fragile at this point, and can't we just don't have the capacity to hold much rain right now. I mean, I think that he said, what, 0.3 inch is all they have left in Beaver Lake. They can hold 0.3 inch rain, and it's raining right there, rain in Beaver Lake right now. So it is fragile.
But basically what we've got here right now, we've kind of got a window for those that have been flooded. My suggestion would be for them to get what items they can save out in this window.
Right.
And, you know, I wouldn't, you know, as far as the remodeling of the homes and stuff like that, now's not the time to do that.
You're speaking specifically to Lake Taney Como?
Right, Lake Taney Como areas. Right.
Well, that brings up another question that I was going to bring up today was a declaration that we proposed in 2008. And so I would probably announce to the public that we probably will wait for the transfer station of the debris, trash, and so on and so forth that we did in 2008. We had a declaration of free trash service for the sheetrock and carpet and things like that that would be brought in. And so with this weather forecast as it is, and we don't want people in there trying to tear their things out as far as, you know, wet furniture and everything else that would be brought in, we'll just wait on that declaration until a later date. And because it is for an extended period of time with names, phone numbers, and addresses.
Okay. Let me just clarify what I was trying to say, though. We really want people to hold off from rebuilding.
Right.
If they want to tear out sheetrock and tear out carpet and get rid of stuff that's soaked, as far as I'm concerned, they can do that. We just don't want them to go in with new carpet, new sheetrock, and that kind of stuff. The demolition part, and to get that out of the house, there's nothing wrong with doing that.
Right.
Just we don't want people to rebuild. That's what we don't want them just yet. It's still, it is like Jimmy said, it's too fragile right now. I mean, it's too close. Yeah.
And a couple of things from SEMA. When SEMA was on the phone call this morning at 9, document everything. I mean, for those listening, document, take lots and lots of pictures before you start tearing anything out. It's, you know, with digital photos, you can't take too many photos. And that was probably the first message they sent. That I think I want to pass along. The second message was from the cities, that make sure that they check with the cities for any, you know, because of the flood damage, make sure that the city of Branson knows what you're doing, or the city of Hollister, to make sure you're following all the policies and codes and rules that they've got. They asked us to make sure we bring that up too.
From the law enforcement side of this, we're going to maintain 24-hour patrols in these areas until folks are able to get in there, get what they are able to save out, and we'll keep an officer down like on the Foggy River in that area for 24 hours a day. One thing that we are having a lot of problem with, yesterday I had to send 3 officers down there in order to just shut the streets down, and we need to get the word out. Please do not be going down in there just sightseeing. We're going to have the road shut down unless you are a homeowner or specific there to a homeowner helping assisting them. Yesterday it got to the point that people couldn't even get in to get their stuff because the roads were blocked up with people just sightseeing, and we want to try to avoid that. But we will maintain a presence in those areas until people can reclaim what they can from those areas.
I can tell you, in talking to some of the citizens, especially down in Foggy River, as that water was dropping and patrol car was parked there, that meant a great deal to them.
Yep.
Because you have people that are there, as you said, 24/7, not just in the hopes of helping someone, but preventing looting, securing the properties. I had a number of people that were thanking me for you and for what you're doing. And I know that we've got a lot to get to, but lest I forget it, I want to commend your agencies, certainly the Sheriff's Department and Emergency Management. I know that you guys have worked tirelessly, and that your staff is working a great many hours overtime in assisting the public in these areas. And I commend you both for the jobs that you have done. Chris, could you address protocol for what is necessary, because a number of questions are forthcoming, obviously, regarding FEMA, any assistance, declarations by the governor. I've had people call, are you going to pursue the governor? The governor has already announced Taney County, correct? And while we can certainly move forward with a county declaration, it's really just fluff, but I want to do everything that we can. What I meant by that was, and I could probably choose a better word, it's not necessary, but we need to do it. Would you address all that?
Yeah. That the county declares a disaster, that is a good thing to do. And it obviously lets the state know that really we are serious, we really do have a problem. The state already has declared this a disaster for the state. I mean, the governor's office through SEMA, the State Emergency Management Agency. They are combining this with what's going on in Poplar Bluff area. They combined this also together with the tornadoes in the St. Louis area. There's a good reason to combine all these together, and it's because in order to go from the state to the federal government to ask for assistance, you got to have a minimum dollar amount for damages. And so the more, that sounds bad, but the more the dollar amount is, the better chances you're going to get a federal declaration. So that's why the state is combining all these things together. With that said, we have submitted last week our figures to the state, what we thought the damage is in Taney County. Those are truly preliminary figures. So if somebody says, well, nobody came by my house or anything like that, that's fine because nobody did go by your house. We just counted a number of houses that were flooded. We got stuff from Road and Bridge and what issues they had, and from Sheriff and from the sewer district, what issues they had, and from the municipalities. And everybody submitted that, and so that is to the state. Now the state has to go through formality basically to come out and do a preliminary damage assessment under state level. So they have to send people out and look things over, I guess basically to say that we don't just make this up. This is really happening. Those people were last week in St. Louis area. So this week, I don't know if people are going to go to here or to Poplar Bluff. But I also understand on the state level particularly, these are not people that are just sitting somewhere ready to go to do this. This is all people at other assignments in the state level, and they pull them off their regular job to do these damage assessments. So anyway, we should be, I would hope, this week, next week, no more than the following week after that, they should come here to do a preliminary damage assessment, look the area over, see what areas were affected, and then it will go from the state level to the recommendation to ask, and I mean literally it will go to the President Obama to declare Missouri a disaster, and then if that all happens, then there's two types of assistance. There's individual assistance, this means for people that are affected by it, and then there's public assistance, which is for government assistance, for like the Road and Bridge, the Sheriff's Department, the cities that were affected, and that kind of stuff. And we are asking for both. We're asking for individual assistance and for public assistance. And then some people, they feel like they need to be calling FEMA right now, and FEMA is probably telling them they don't know what they're talking about, because they don't. There is no declaration for Taney County, so they really don't know right now anything about this. So, but that's where we stand with that.
Now, are you, Chris, as I understood, and you've already taken care of that part of it, but do we need to declare as a county, or that, as Ron mentioned, is that just something preliminary? Or
no, it's not preliminary, and it would be a good thing to do, and I think we should do that, yes.
Okay. We have that listed on our agenda.
And we should.
And I would, Mr. Presiding, I'd make a motion that we send a letter through Chris declaring Taney County as a disaster area, the local emergency.
I'll second the motion. We have the paperwork from your office, correct? I think you sent it there Friday.
Yes.
I have the letter here, sir.
Can I see that just for a second?
Sir.
Just make sure that.
I also added in a test.
Okay.
Jim, correct the title the way I did the motion because I didn't have that, but it's.
Your motion's good.
Yeah, it'll cover it. That's good.
Motion's been made by Commissioner Strahan to send a letter of. Through Chris, declaring Taney County as a local emergency disaster area. Seconded by Commissioner Straffas. Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously. Give me just a second if that's.
That's under both qualifications that we will request that.
Yes.
I had a visit yesterday with some citizens that live away from the water, but we've had so much rain that they're experiencing separation of their foundations from the actual water going down in and pulling the dirt away from their foundations, away from pillars on their decks that they have behind their homes. I mean, this is if the more rain we get, the bigger the problem gets. And so those will be eligible also, I guess, if we have things like that. So the public, anybody that doesn't live close to the water that has a water-related, storm-related condition needs to be inform Chris or whoever about it.
What we're looking for, what we're doing here locally and what the state has done and what we're eventually hoping for federal declaration is countywide. Mm. It is not just for the certain areas along Taney Como. It is countywide.
Right.
Let me, for just a moment, if I may, I will read this declaration of local emergency into the minutes, Angie. Whereas the County of Taney, State of Missouri, has experienced an event of critical significance as a result of a spring flooding on April 22, 2011, and continuing, and whereas in the judgment of the chief elected official of the County of Taney, there exists emergency circumstances located in the county requiring extraordinary and immediate corrective actions for the protection of the health, safety, and welfare of the citizens of the County of Taney, including individuals with household pets and service animals, and whereas to prevent or minimize injury to people and damage to property resulting from this event. Now, therefore, pursuant to the authority vested in me by local and state law, it is hereby declared that a local state of emergency exists and shall continue under the conditions requiring this declaration are abated. Wherefore, it is ordered that the local emergency operations plan is hereby activated, that all sections of County of Taney Emergency Management Order will be implemented, entered at 9:56 a.m. on May 2, 2011. And Jillian, if you could put that on our letterhead.
Yes, sir.
A couple of things just for those listening is, the initial part of this event, we had storage in Table Rock. They had storage in Bull Shoals, and they had storage in Beaver. So we were able to give, when we got word from the Corps that they were going to do a big release, obviously the sheriff got to his deputies. They went door to door, and sometimes we had 2 hours notice. Sometimes we had 50 minutes. It being so critical right now, we probably won't have the same amount of time. So the key part is if a deputy knocks on your door and says, they're going to release water, you basically know it's going to be more than you've experienced, and you won't have a lot of time because their job is to get to as many doors as possible. I can tell you when they sent us that briefing last night that they were talking about 80,000 CFS, that would have been a lot more houses affected, even over and above the ones that have been affected. So our window of warning time is shrunk considerably now. I mean, when we're talking 97% or higher capacities, you know, if you hear a warning, you know, we're beyond the 08 level. So, you know, whatever the deputy says or emergency services or any city official, I mean, it's a critical time right now just to know that we won't have 2 hours notice probably next time. And Jimmy,
no, you're absolutely right.
And again, I don't want to be the guy that is screaming the sky is falling, and I've used that line before, but to add to what Jim just said and to reiterate what you said earlier, perhaps it's a time for some of those individuals who are in those lowest lying areas to start taking things out of their homes. I've got two documents I want to give you, Chris, before I leave. One refers to the National Emergency Grants that's available, and that comes forth from the Ozark Region Workforce Investment Board. There are monies that are available. They find individuals to help, and it's paid for federally. It might be something that we could utilize. The other is USDA NRCS anticipates receiving requests for emergency watershed protection assistance. And it's also a federal program to help in the cleanup efforts left from natural disasters. There also might be funds there that we could draw from.
Okay.
Just two areas that might be of help. Jimmy, anything else? Go ahead, sir.
No, go ahead. I was going to remind people that the meeting we have tonight, 6:30 at Keter Center, it was a combination of a bunch of residents asking more questions. So Chris and Jimmy will be there tonight. I'm going to just basically host the town hall. The Corps is going to be sending, I think they're going to have five people there is what they said, to be able to answer questions. I think it's important for people to understand, you know, as tragic as this has been, the dam operated within its operational plan. And people need to understand that this was part of the plan when they built the dam. And so to better understand that, and so when you start hearing numbers, maybe to help educate. And then I'm going to be asking questions on how we can get the word out quicker. It's great that the deputies had time to go to every door, but next time they may not have to hit every door. So a better mechanism to communicate. So I'll be asking people to come up with ideas. I mean, Facebook, or if it's Twitter, or if it's we post it on websites. I mean, I know the Corps does things, but anyway, tonight at 6:30 at the Keter Center at the auditorium. I don't know how many people to expect, but I know a lot of people have. I know a lot of residents. Saturday, I was down in Foggy River, and they still have lots of questions, and so. It's going to be question and answer time. We'll cover some of the facts. I'll have some photos of the damage countywide, so people understand it's just not this little problem. As Jimmy and Chris said, it's all the way through the county, and unfortunately, as Bull Shoals rise, it's going to affect the eastern side of the county. Now this thing started on the west side. Now it's going to affect the east side too. So we'll be able to. I don't know how long the meetings. People have asked how long is the meeting going to last. It's going to be as long as those questions keep on coming. So, but anyway, everyone's invited, and we'll just be there to answer any questions we can answer. So, 6:30 tonight, the Keter Center. That's all I have.
Are we going to take questions?
Just real quick, you mentioned all the other people are going to be there. Is the Taney County Flood Manager going to be there as well? Floodplain manager?
For Table Rock Dam?
No, for Taney County. Don't we have a floodplain manager that makes sure that the buildings that are built that are in the county that are not under control of the cities, we should have a floodplain manager that's part of the building department.
We in Taney County, we have...
Planning and zoning will be invited.
Planning and zoning will be invited.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we have information on roads that are still closed that you gentlemen might share with us before we close this out? I know that we had a ton of roads that were closed that have been open, but I know that there are still some that are closed, I'm confident.
Yes, we try to keep an updated list of road closures. That way the Sheriff's Department and all the citizens, and you can go online to access this information. We're also monitoring additional roads that along Bull Shoals that we're going to have to close in probably in the near future.
Can you develop a list for us so that we'll have an indication of what roads might be affected from that 696, 697 possibility, that a hike that we've never been to before?
Yeah, we can anticipate about 3-4 more roads right now, but we can try to get you a list.
I also want to commend the Road and Bridge Department for Taney County, as well as the cities that have been so involved in this. But you guys have just done a tremendous job, and a number of people have spoke to that to us. You guys have done a great job.
Thank
And let me go ahead and point out, these guys worked at one time, the Cooper Creek lift station was threatened. Their levee wasn't high enough, and it was starting to erode down by the par 3 golf course. And our road and bridge department went in and built an additional 3 foot of levee over 1,100 feet long, working basically starting at 5 o'clock at night and got done about 4 in the morning. And it was just that alone, with the aerial photos, that's the only thing that's dry in that whole area. It's a little island. They were able to save that major lift station. So that, and then Dale Avenue, building an access road for all those residents and for emergency vehicles to get to, that was great work for the road and bridge guys.
And that was no little
no.
access there, too. I went out and visited that. That great job, guys.
We had to open up additional accesses to other areas also. Some of them that were created in 08, we had to activate these also. Past week and a half, these guys worked pretty hard in several areas throughout the county, putting back along our major creeks, and as we had to close roads or reopen, repair lots of damage to different areas. So as of Friday, we had most areas where most residents could get to their homes. So.
Can you give the site address to update those roads?
What's the county website? What's she asking for?
TaneyCounty.org.
Right.
TaneyCounty.org. It's on our.
Yeah, but where do you go from there? Where are we accessing this information?
I thought we had posted on the front page. Let me look here. Mm-hmm. I think it was posted on the front page. Road closings. If you go on the front page, scroll down just in the middle of it, it says road closings. And you just click on that, and it will actually have a list of all the roads that have been closed. And if they're now open, they'll have a line through them and says now open. So, That we do our best to keep those updated. I know the staff over there in Road and Bridge does a great job keeping it current. But it still looks like we have well over a dozen roads still closed. But, yeah, homepage, scroll down a little bit, and it'll say road closings in big red bold letters.
Just www.taneycounty.org. Thanks, Randy. Chris, anything else? Jim, Danny? No. Gentlemen, thank you for your update. We'll stand in recess for 5 minutes.